regarding engineering architecture today. A major conversation point centers on the best way to handle massive private document datasets. Specifically, do you build a full retrieval augmented generation, or RAG pipeline, using vector databases and re-rankers? Or are context windows finally large enough that dumping the entire relevant text straight into a long context LLM is better? The consensus leans heavily toward caution when choosing either route. For most professional use cases involving massive datasets, the current reality favors a robust RAG structure. The arguments against simply relying on long contexts include three key hurdles: cost scales linearly with tokens per call, latency suffers because huge prompts delay the first token, and critically, recall degrades for information that is buried in the middle of an overly stuffed prompt. Experts suggest that if your workflow is lookup shaped, meaning a single answer only needs to pull from a few specific passages, RAG remains superior. The current best practice seems to be combining methods. Use RAG to retrieve the top candidate documents, then re-rank them, and finally feed only that clean, curated slice of relevant text into your long context model. This gives you the reliability of retrieval combined with the powerful reasoning capacity of a large model. Shifting focus to infrastructure efficiency. We saw some excellent discussion regarding advanced ML optimization. One notable thread detailed how changing just the network topology on GPU clusters could yield significant increases in inference throughput and dramatically cut down switch costs. It highlights an important lesson for engineers. Unit economics and hardware infrastructure are often more durable signals than simply looking at a model's peak performance score. On the topic of deployment when building AI apps, if you run into unexpected cloud hosting bills, even during periods of low activity, you might be suffering from VRAM tax problems or cold starts. The advice here is to look beyond standard virtual machines and explore serverless GPU providers, or implement custom inference engines like VLLM coupled with message queues, which help stabilize performance and save money when scaling down to zero. In terms of fundamental model design, the efficiency discussions are heating up again, particularly around mixture of experts models. These architectures allow for incredibly large total parameter counts, while ensuring that only a fraction of those parameters actually fire per token, leading to massive gains in computational feasibility. Moving into learning and career development, Reddit is flooded with helpful guidance on both starting deep learning and passing system design interviews. For newcomers, the most robust advice is always to follow a path. Nail down Python fundamentals first, move through classical machine learning before jumping straight to transformers, and focus your initial coding efforts on practical projects like image classification or sentiment analysis. And speaking of career readiness, ML system design interviews are shifting heavily away from purely coding questions and toward complex scenarios involving trade-offs. Interviewees were challenged with tasks like designing a RAG system that must extract data not just from text, but specifically from visual elements, such as stock charts within PDF reports. Understanding how to combine visual language models with specialized OCR tools is now a key skill for candidates looking to prove their architectural depth. Finally, in legal and research matters, when faced with the complex terms of use regarding model output, many found clarity by realizing that general educational content generated via an LLM, like learning about transformers or attention mechanisms, does not fall under the scope of developing competing models. The message remains: building deep knowledge from using AI tools is fundamentally distinct from trying to replicate the model's core proprietary intelligence.